We have comedian Madeline Stewart on the line. Good afternoon, Madeline.
Hello, how are you?
So good. Thanks for joining us on 2SER today.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Everyone loves a festival, right? And it's been tough these times to try and enjoy festivals in a new way. But with the amazing art of internet technology, even how it sort of works here, there's an opportunity for people across the country to witness this event. What is it called? It's called Platform Live, and it's a special festival celebrating a bunch of Australia's amazing artists. Can you tell us a little bit about the festival itself and how long it's been going for, where it comes from?
Oh, yeah. Well, as far as I know, this online Platform Live, this is the first time it's created through necessity because I think the regular festivals have obviously been shut down because of COVID, and now they're streaming it so everyone can watch it live from their lounge room in their pajamas with a cuppa. That's the way I like to enjoy festivals.
Well, that's how we do it all now, right? Everything we do in our pajamas and with a cuppa, or a beer if it's in the evening sometimes. So this is the first time, obviously, it's been streamed. It's an initiative from the Eastern Riverina Arts.
That's in Wagga.
Exactly. So it's something that's obviously started out in central New South Wales, but it's being sort of now accessible by so many more people, which probably means you're going to get a bigger audience, I guess.
And I think it's also accessible that more artists can be involved. Like, I wouldn't be able to be involved if it was in Wagga this year.
Yeah.
And so many of our other artist guests wouldn't have been able to do it. But this year, because it is online, they've been able to get some of the best artists you can imagine. Like, the lineup is insane, and I'm very excited.
All right, run me through a few of your favorite ones.
Favorite ones. Carly Finlay is probably my number one pick. She is fantastic. She's a writer and an activist, and she just finished a memoir called Say Hello, and that's released in Australia. If you haven't read it, get it. It's fantastic.
All right, Carly Finlay,
Yeah, and I also Rihanna Head-Tusson. She's a Sydney-based performer, and she's just incredible, everything she does. It's been curated by Daniel Savage and Hannah Cormick, who are both performers with disability, which is also a point we should say. All of the artists have a disability or chronic illness.
Well, that's
which
right.
Which is the best part of the festival.
And that's the exciting part, because it's showcasing so many amazing artists who, yes, all do have a disability of some sort. But it shows that it doesn't matter. If you are disabled and you can achieve whatever you want to do and you can be seen by as many people as possible. And I think that's the great part about a festival like this.
Yeah. I think it's important that people's voices are heard and recognised, and we have this wonderful platform so that everybody can enjoy it as well. Because it is audio described and Auslan interpreted and everything like that.
Excellent.
So everyone can enjoy.
For sure. Another person who's performing as part of the festival is Anna Barnes, who is actually a great talent, screenwriter, playwright, author, and she's the lead writer in a new comedy which we're going to see soon on the ABC called Retrograde.
It's exciting.
Being filmed in isolation, which is it's always quite interesting to see what is going to come out of this period of the last few months. And I'm pretty excited for this one.
Yeah, look, I'm just glad she's not filming me. It'll just be full of Sims 4 and really tearful nights drinking gin.
Oh, that's all right. I mean, we've all found our little hobbies to do, right, when we're stuck at home without anything else to do.
Exactly.
Now, you started your career in comedy at the age of 16 after meeting Adam Hills at a show in Campbelltown, I believe. Has he been a bit of an inspiration to you?
Absolutely. I grew up in Campbelltown, and I think I went to go see him at the Arts Centre there, and I realised that all these people in the room were just looking at him and loving him, and they didn't care that he had a disability. They were there because they were interested in him and what he had to say, and I realised that there was a power in that and a self-discovery moment for me in being like, wow, I could have a job where people recognise me as equal to them, despite the way that I look, which, was something crazy to think of when you're a teenager, because you're so self-conscious and you're like, oh, I just want to crawl into a hole and die. Last thing I want to do is be on stage. But I did it and I loved it. And it's been such a great journey.
That's awesome. And that's why representation is so important, because when you see people like yourself on TV or in movies or in the arts or on stage, you know, you get that feeling of, well, I can do that too. It's nothing that has to stop me from getting to that point. So that's
exactly. We need more of that.
Well, we do. And that's why it's so important, why diversity is so important. You've had a great, you know, stepped up to doing shows with Tom Ballard on the old Tonightly Show, which didn't last long, but it was a great spot that you did on there. You talked about NDIS fails, and part of trying to get a bionic arm from the NDIS. Well, was there too much paperwork? Did it end up, you know, working out?
I didn't end up getting a bionic arm, but I did get support workers, which is really what we all want. We just want to be able to live our lives independently. And I got that through NDIS, thank goodness. Yeah. Isn't it funny? I just do one video that goes on telly and all of a sudden all my NDIS dreams come true. I highly recommend everyone do that.
Well, maybe you could just drop your name and say, hey, well, Madeline got this. Help me out.
Do it.
Now, stand-up's one of those mediums it's tricky to translate into an online environment because sometimes it involves a bit of audience participation or, you know, crowd work, looking at what's going on. Have you done much sort of streaming content lately? Like, how's it been going? Has it been tricky?
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of comedians are like, oh, it's so difficult because you can't hear anyone laugh. Yeah. But, you know, not for me. I'm used to it. I'm used to hearing nothing. No, I'm kidding. I've been doing a little bit of online, and it doesn't seem too bad. I don't mind it. I quite enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's a bit strange. It's like talking to yourself, but it's okay.
I think it must be worth it afterwards to sort of see all the comments and the people interacting and, you know, to know that they've all been there. Not everyone has to even talk or discuss, but you know that the people have been there watching it, and I think it's a nice thing to even – I think it's a very direct medium in that person – is on the other side of the screen watching you, but they don't, you know, like the numbers prove it. Like they're watching, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's just a really nice way of seeing that people are engaging, even if they're not in front of you. I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't make much sense, but, you know, that's what's true.
No, I agree. I know what you're saying. Yeah. I really enjoy it. I quite like it.
Nice.
And I like the fact that so many people can tune in and watch, because with the pandemic at the moment, what people forget is that pubs are open and all that, but there's still a lot of lockdown on performance, and artists may be forgotten, you know, because pubs are open. People can go see the footy.
Yeah.
People forget about us. But then also people with disability and chronic illness, they're going to be in isolation a lot longer than the majority of the population.
That's a good point.
And so, doing a lot of online stuff can it still gives, it's like a lifeline, it's like a connection to the outside world. Definitely. So that's also worth thinking. I think we should keep this going for a little while longer.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
I guess it'll keep us all safe, right, in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And now I got all the times and dates wrong in the intro of this segment.
Absolutely.
Now I apologize for that. It is actually on this Saturday.
It's Saturday. Yes. It's from 2 p.m.
Yes.
And if you want to see me in all my glory, because, you know, I'm gorgeous. I'm not just for radio, guys. You've got to tune in and see this pretty face.
I try to say that all the time, that I've got a face that doesn't work for radio. But, you know, in your case, you're saying it's a face for everything.
Too hot for radio, guys.
That's it.
Tune in. You can see me at 7 o'clock, and I'll be from... I'll just be over in Zetland if anyone wants to knock on the window and say hello.
Well, in the background, sort of like a sunrise set, you know, where someone's...
I encourage it.
There's so many great performances all day from, like you said, from 2 o'clock on Saturday. There's different sections. There's a word section. There's a screen section.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch it all online. All you have to do is go to, is this the best way? PlatformRiverina.com.
Exactly.
Yes. PlatformRiverina.com. I'll put a link to it in our podcast online, and put a reminder in your calendar for Saturday afternoon to tune in and watch some of this amazing talent that Australia has got who have disabilities.
Yeah.
Ah, well, gross. I'm excited. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with it.
Excellent. Thank you so much for having me.
And we'll wave from the window in Zetland.
Yeah, I encourage it. See you guys there on Saturday.
That's a bit stalkerish, really. I don't know.
I need audience participation.
Oh, see? We were just talking about that. It can be part of
from
the
afar.
Act.
Yeah.
Madeline Stewart, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER.